Blackstone and Skyboat Media present The Detonators by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. The girl Max sent to me, presumably because he didn't know what else to do with her, was a very proper young woman, in a severely tailored gray flannel business suit and a severe white silk blouse with a neat little ascot thing at the throat. Nicely constructed, of slightly less than medium height, she had a grave oval face dominated by very serious gray-blue eyes. The mouth, although adequate in size, didn't look as if she'd ever taken advantage of its potential for laughter. A shy, pinched, reluctant little smile was the best she'd managed for me so far. Well, it wasn't exactly a laughing situation. She had a lot of fine, light brown hair pinned up about her head in a ladylike Victorian manner, displaying a graceful neck. The hair was light enough that she could have become a striking little blonde without a great deal of effort. A simple rinse would have done the job. The fact that she hadn't made the effort said a lot about her. She wore very little makeup, just a touch of lipstick, and her face was pale, but that could have been the result of the awkward and distressing circumstances that had brought her to me. I noticed that her hands were quite attractive, locked in her lap as she sat facing me stiffly on a small straight chair she'd chosen in preference to the mate of the comfortable number in which I was sprawled. They were slender, shapely hands, but not too small to be useful. The nails were well cared for, but trimmed fairly short with clear, colorless polish. Very discreet. No blood-red talons here. However, she'd yielded to conventional femininity in a couple of respects. Her neat black pumps, which matched the purse in her lap, had fairly high, slim heels that did nice things for her pretty ankles, and her smoky stockings were very sheer, emphasizing the pleasant shape of her legs. But unlike most modern young ladies who are happy to display their erogenous zones to anyone who cares to look, Miss Amy Barnett still hadn't let me determine whether she was wearing pantyhose or sustained the smoothness of her nylons with more elaborate feminine engineering. So far, she'd managed her narrow skirt with faultless modesty, but I would have bet a considerable amount of money on the tights. She didn't look like a girl who'd go in for frivolous, lacy garter belts and cute little bikini panties, and she certainly didn't need the support of a girdle.
"Well, after all, he is in jail, and he is my father," she said a bit defiantly, "even if I haven't seen him since I was a child."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?